During my stress seminar, I was making the point that life is serious business. That living is actually quite dangerous and you can die from it. But thinking about how serious life is, I also reminded my listeners this morning that we ought not to take it too seriously. Ought not to take it too seriously. And that reminds me of a very dear friend of mine, Dr. Edwin Orr. Dr. Orr is on the faculty, or was on the faculty of our School of World Mission at Fuller Seminary, and he died just over a year ago. But 2 years ago, Dr. Orr and I were standing in line at commencement, all robed and bedecked, waiting for this stream of students to go in so we could get commencement underway. And Dr. Orr, I've known him for maybe 25 or 30 years, although I've only been in the United States for the past 16 years, in his many visits to South Africa when I was very involved in interchurch work there. I had organized his visits, and he is an expert in the history of revival within the Christian church. So I've known him for many years, and I was standing next to him, and I said, "Edwin, how are you doing?" He had just had a heart attack not too long before that. And he said he was doing quite well at that point. And then related to me a recent experience. He had had to go in for a procedure called angioplasty, where they push that needle up your arm and the balloon into the artery, and then they have to get it into a critical position and then pump that balloon up to squeeze all the fats out of the way so that blood can get to the heart. And he says he was lying on the operating table, and he was critically ill. He was on the edge of death. And while they were doing this procedure, he was sweating, he was uncomfortable. And the nurse who was taking care of him, wiping his brow, was a Christian lady, and she who knew Edwin Orr. And so she said to him, "Dr. Orr, I know who you are, and I want you to know I'm a Christian believer, and I'm here to help you. My role is to take care of your needs. If there's anything you want or anything you need, just let me know. Just tell me what it is." Dr. Orr looked up into her eyes and he said, "Yes, there is something I am needing." He said, "I need to know something. I realize that I'm in a life and death situation right now, but I need to know something. When I am over this operation, will I be able to play my violin?" And she looked at him and said, "Dr. Orr, I can assure you, when this operation is over, you will be able to play your violin." And he said, "That's funny, because I could never play it before." The secret to a happy life is not to take it too seriously. And if you knew Dr. Orr, you would know that is what had characterized all of his 80 years of life. He never took it too seriously. Today I want to turn to an emotion that has rather serious consequences for us. It is the emotion of resentment. As a Christian psychologist, I've thought about the emotions and tried to develop a theology of emotion. I've asked myself, what do various emotions serve? What purpose do they serve? What function do they serve? There are some emotions that very clearly serve the function of enhancing our life. Happiness, joy, peace, and so forth. They are there to enhance the living. Now, it's unfortunate that most of us are not very happy. Do you know that it's rather alarming, in fact. You start to talk to people and ask them, "Now tell me honestly, tell me deep down, are you a happy person?" And they'll say, "No, I'm not." I often play this game with my theology colleagues at the seminary. Theologians are interesting ones to ask that question. "Are you really happy?" I've yet to find one of them say to me, "Yes, I am." So I just finished the manuscript, which Word and my dear friend Ernie, who's standing at the back there, and I love that brother so much. I thought it's about time I wrote on the topic of happiness. I've written so many books on depression. People now starting to call me Mr. Depression. And I decided we need to talk about happiness a little bit. But one of the most